This is Tatenda Gumbo. Here are the Studio 7 headlines for Tuesday, April 5th, 2016. Zimbabwe's liquidity crisis continues, with local people expressing dismay over cash withdrawal restrictions. Gender activists are expected to stage a peaceful march in Harare tomorrow to demand an end to human trafficking amid reports that hundreds of Zimbabwean women have been turned into slaves and commercial sex workers in Kuwait. The American-based Famine Early Warning Systems Network, or FuseNet, says the lean season continues in Zimbabwe, where most people are facing acute food insecurity. Zimbabwe's white farmers who were disposed of their land feel encouraged by the government's commitment to compensate them, but not all black farmers are celebrating the news. Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on www.channelzim.net. Please check us out on Facebook, WhatsApp, and Twitter. This evening on Live Talk, the hosts of The Connection, Ntungamili Nkomo, and myself will be talking with listeners and experts about calls for youth who are given loans under Zimbabwe's Youth Empowerment Program to repay the money as stipulated in their loan agreements. Please participate by sending your messages on our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. The number again, 001-202-465-0318. Stay tuned. To mark Zimbabwe's 36th independence anniversary, Studio 7 will be giving out solar-powered radios for our lucky winners. Simply invite 10 of your friends to join VOA Studio 7 Facebook page. Ask them to like our page. Keep their names so we can verify your claim. We will also be running a daily competition for lucky winners. You only need to answer a simple question about Zimbabwe's independence. The question for today is, who was Father Zimbabwe? The draw will be conducted April 18th. Don't be left out.